Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, a mini boner episode coming to you from a hotel room in Dallas, Texas on Sunday, July 22nd, to Ocean's 12. We did two shows today at Hyena's Comedy Club, one at 4:20, which was a stand-up show, and we played some Leonard Maltin game at the end, and then at 7:30, we did a Doug Loves Movies, which you will hear soon in its entirety, but in the meantime, I thought you'd like to hear the Leonard Maltin game from the stand-up show, because a lot of my stand-up shows these days, we play Leonard Maltin game at the end, and in this particular case, the winner got to be the third guest in the Doug Loves Movies taping that we did later the same evening. Make sense? I hope so, and I hope you enjoy listening to this, and I hope you come out to see me and Graham Elwood at Helium Comedy Club in Portland on Wednesday, July 25th, and at the Pittsburgh Improv on July 28th and 29th. Both of those shows are at 4:20, and we will play the Leonard Maltin game at the end, just like you're about to hear, with my special guests, Jonah Ray and Matt Myra from the Nerdist podcast, competing against audience members. So if you like that sort of thing, keep listening. And if you don't like that sort of thing, don't listen. I'm sure you got other things to do. All right, Matt Myra. Like, flipped the dude off and then took his name tag, and it's Wade's World, because your name is Wade. Yeah, could have been World. So it's important to me to ask. You want? There's a banana?
Banana.
A guy just fucking wrote his name on a banana.
With a smiley face.
Oh, and a smiley face.
That's a bit, you know, redundant though.
And what is the?
The banana is already a smiley face. You don't have to put a smiley face on a banana. See?
Good. Visual humor. I love visual humor. Oh, he's sad. Sad banana face. Now put it in his butt. And it says Luke on the banana. Because that banana is our only hope.
Oh. That's the Sofa Dog podcast.
All right, so I should have just had you do this one at a time instead of both at the same time. Oh, I like that one. What does that say? Santana Lisa?
Satan
Lisa. Because your name is Annalisa?
Oh, okay.
I thought.
There you go. What?
I thought her name was Satan.
I thought her name was Issa, and she sat on anal.
Or I thought her name Issa. Was Issa, and she's just way into Santana.
Yeah. Santana the band or Santana the character from Glee. All right, so I should have had you go one at a time, but let's start with Jonah. And Luke, can you come up here? Do you want to play the game? Do you want to play Let Them All Go? And step right on up. Just get past Wade there. Just wade through Wade and make your way over. Just stand next to Jonah over there. You guys will share a microphone. And let me ask you this, Luke. Can you appear later tonight in the show? If
yes, I'd be happy to.
Okay, good.
I'm hoping to.
All right, if you win, if you beat Jonah, then Wade's not even going to get a chance.
Okay.
Or you know what we'll do? If you beat Jonah, we'll let Wade go up against Matt, and if he also beats, if he beats Matt, then we'll do some sort of, tiebreaker thing that I'll make up off the top of my head.
How's the view back then?
Yeah. There you go. All right. Let's open up the Leonard Maltin app. And you guys in the audience, if you think you know the answer at some point during this, please don't shout out. It's just between Luke and Jonah.
Can you hold your banana?
Sure.
And Luke gets to hold up a banana and pick from the following categories. Would you like Lord of the Rings, which is films that take place at or are about the Olympics? Or Moonrise Condom, which is movies that feature people having sex in space at some point. And today, celebrating a birthday. Lots of good birthdays today, but the one I chose is the great Albert Brooks is celebrating a birthday today. And so the films of Albert Brooks. Which one of those categories would you like to play, Luke?
The first one,
Lord of the Rings.
That was the worst category.
Sorry.
Well, it might be the best for him, Jonah. So he's playing
sex and space movies.
Strategically. There's just a scene where they have sex in space. Yeah.
Oh, it's not exclusively?
It's not all about... It's not an entire movie about...
It's not just Emmanuel in space.
All right, Leonard gives this movie that has Olympics in it 3 stars. The year is 2004. Again, please don't yell out if you think you know it. He says this movie is the story of some people. He also says about this movie that it's... okay, it's a waitress. I was going to yell at somebody for talking. Waitress explaining to people how bills are paid. Leonard calls this movie exciting, even though the conclusion is a given. I don't remember a lot of the Olympics movies where the characters in the lead characters like lost. They at least have to come in second, right? And then, so that's enough clues, I think. 2004, and Leonard lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Luke?
Negative one.
Negative one, he says! What do you say to that, Jonah?
Name that movie.
All right, what's it called?
Blades of Glory, Will Ferrell.
Oh, shit! It's Miracle with Kurt Russell. Oh, Luke!
He wants to play the Glory, but he has to give it with this one.
Yeah, all right.
It's a historical moment.
But thank you for playing, Luke. Let's hear it for Luke, everybody.
I could have done it at negative one. Kurt Russell. I was prepared for that.
Were you?
Yeah.
But you couldn't go negative two, right?
Well,
because you don't remember who played his wife.
No.
It's Patricia Clarkson.
No.
Yeah. Exactly. And then his co-coach or whatever was Noah Emmerich.
Is Al Michaels
in the group? He doesn't get a mention out of the 9 names. All right, let's get Wade up here. Here's your chance, Wade. Going to go up against Matt. There's his name tag. There's his Wade's World name tag. And you get to pick from the following categories, Wade. Would you like... Would you like Kangaroo Jack City?
Oh.
That's movies where Ice-T played a kangaroo. Or Or Ghost Propofol, which is films that have a Michael Jackson song in them. Or Mad Props, a film that in which someone at some point is killed by a propeller.
I thought it was going to be Carrot Top movies.
Not Carrot Top movies, because there's only the one. Chairman of the B-O-R-E-D.
Yep.
Which one of those do you like, Wade?
The Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. All right. There's a Michael Jackson song in this movie from 1981. Yeah. Quite a bit of a Michael Jackson song plays over one particular scene. I will tell you that it's a very funny scene. Leonard gives this movie 2.5 stars. I beg to differ. I like it a lot more. And he says that a director plays a director, a real director plays a director in the movie. Yeah, that's a pretty good clue.
Exciting for Leonard Maltin.
And he also calls it alternately obnoxious and hilarious. So there's a lot going on there. And he lists 6 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Wade?
6.
6. Smart opening bid. We go to Matt.
I'm going to go 4.
Matt says 4 names, Wade.
I'll go 3.
Oh.
What is that name in that movie?
All right.
What? No?
Here you go. Your 3 names are... Your 3 names are George Kennedy, James L. Brooks, he'd be the director I was speaking of, and Jane Halloran. Yeah, I think you're in trouble, Wade. You got a guess?
American Werewolf in London.
Oh, that is a good guess. This is a very tough one. You really stepped in it, and I apologize. The motion picture is called, and it's just a funny coincidence that it's also his birthday today, it's the Albert Brooks movie, Modern Romance. And he gets into his car to go out like on a date, and he's upset because he broke up with his girlfriend, and he's going out to go out with somebody new, and the Michael Jackson song, "She's Out of My Life," comes on, and he's driving and listening to it, and all he does is just drive around the block and then get out of his car and go back inside the house. It's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry you lost, Wade. Let's hear it for Wade, everybody. We got to get a 3rd guest for the taping later tonight, so Jonah picks somebody else. We'll have Jonah pick somebody else. There's somebody with a on his iPad. He's got Teddy instead of Ted.
And then it says Rubskin.
Rubskin, Teddy Rubskin. That's a joke they make in the movie, Ted, right? No, they don't say that? Seems like something they'd say.
I'll do this for you, Doug. I think I see a Ghost Protocol poster.
Oh, Ghost Protocol, get up here. Let's do it, Ghost Protocol. Oh, and he's got cookies also, so keep that in mind, Matt.
I made my choice.
Matt, if you get to pick, we'll go to him, maybe.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know.
Name's Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Ghost World Jimmy, and your Ghost Protocol, and it says Doug Benson. Yeah, and it's got my face in the hoodie instead of Tom Cruise. There's one guy in the back just clapping gleefully about that. I don't know why it's so exciting. Okay, which category would you like to play, Jimmy? Would you like Fuck Sting? That's like instead of Fuck the Police, Fuck Sting, and it's movies that feature police. It's movies that have police in them.
That's a little roundabout way of getting there.
Yeah. Or Dead Horse category, which is a movie that's had 4 or more sequels. So it's like beating a dead horse. Or I'm So Thor, which is movies in which someone has a lisp. I'm So Thor.
Really quick, I do want to point out that you do have cum on your shirts.
What? Whose benefit was that for? Like, why did you have to point that out?
Because it was really distracting.
Talking to the microphone.
It was really distracting. There was just white substance on his chest.
So you narrowed it down to...
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jonah.
It's distracting. I can't play the game when he's covered in jizz.
Yeah, maybe that was his strategy.
Down in your head, y'all.
Which category do you like, Jimmy? Jimmy Jizz?
Dead Horse.
Dead Horse, okay. This movie had four or more sequels. It's from 1987. Wait, yeah, 87? Yeah. 1.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is about someone who's obnoxious. He's throwing that word around a lot. He says it's about someone who's obnoxious, and he also says it's unfunny, and it's aimed at children who aren't very bright. And he lists 6 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jimmy?
6.
6, he says. Jonah? Are you still thinking about the jizz on his shirt?
Yes. He touched my hand.
This is good.
I'm going to go with 3 names.
He says 3?
Yeah.
Jimmy J?
I'm going to make him name it.
You're going to make him name it. Okay. Here's your 3 names. Gaylord Sartain.
Oh,
Lyle Alzado. And Iron Eyes Cody. Well, I think we might have a winner, Jimmy.
Is it
say something.
No, I can't.
Come on. Spin it out.
I got nothing.
Spin it on his shirt.
I got nothing.
He wants to guess.
Yeah, Land Before Time?
No.
Way too many of those. Yeah.
They made a lot of those Land Before Times?
Yeah.
They're all direct to video,
like,
though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Now, this had many sequels, and they always had the name of the character in the title, and the first one was Ernest Goes to Camp! Ernest Goes to Camp!
Oh, Ironside!
Hey, Vern! And Jimmy's our winner, everybody! You did it! And did Jimmy come back for the show tonight?
Absolutely.
And did you already have tickets to see the show?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you could have gotten in for free, but I'm excited that you paid and you're going to be on the panel. And what's your actual last name, Jimmy?
Thomason.
Okay. And anybody that works here, jot down that name or just remember that he's going to have stuff on his shirt. Because I'm sure you're going to use the time to go do some more masturbating. However it was that got there in the first place. Thank you so much, Jimmy. We'll see you in the next show. And thank you to my moderator, Jimmy Ray. We'll see you guys later.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in